Mysterious Island World. Behind the Black, happy birthday, Bob Zimmerman. He's taking us space exploring. We're headed to the moon Io. What do we see, Bob?
Juno orbits Jupiter and has been doing flybys of Io, the moon of the closest big moon to Jupiter. And some citizen scientists have accumulated the close-up images to put together a mosaic of the planet as seen by Juno up close. And I posted that on Behind the Black. These are probably going to be the best images we're going to have of Io for decades to come, because Juno is now moving away from the its orbit is not going to bring it as close to Io anymore. So any further images are going to be farther away. And there is no plans to send an orbiter to Jupiter that will get close to Io in the near future. The only orbiter that's going to Jupiter is the one going to Europa, and it's going to focus on flying past Europa. It might get some close-ups of Io, but it's not going to be its focus at all, John.
There's a question mark in this statement. Water found on two main belt asteroids. What's the significance, Bob? Question mark.
Yeah, the scientists used the now-retired Sophia Airplane Telescope to look at two main belt asteroids, Iris and Messilla. Actually, there's more than them. But these two, the spectroscopy suggested there was water on the surface or trapped in molecules on the surface. And it's a pretty good detection, but there is uncertainty in it. It's not unreasonable that there'd be water on the surface of these asteroids, because they are in the Mailing Belt, which means they're not that close to the sun. And so the sunlight might not make the water sublimate away. Think of Mars. It has plenty of ice on the surface. So this is a possibility. It's not confirmed yet, but it just tells us the asteroids might be a source of water for future space establishments in the solar system.
All right, 30 seconds, Bob. It looks like soap bubbles on Mars. What am I looking at?
Yeah, these are dunes in the high southern latitudes. They have splotches on them, some of which are blue around in the color strip. And that suggests that what we're seeing here is water ice being pushed out from below a carbon dioxide, a dry ice mantle during the winter months. Water, dry ice, dust, and rocks on Mars, John.
Bob Zimmerman, happy birthday. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,